and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day, drum roll please, 350. How are we all doing? Me, fraught. I hate Wi-Fi. If you were with us last night, you'll know why I hate Wi-Fi. All right, let me do the old refresh and see who's first. I've got a sneaking suspicion it could be young Jonathan. Oh, surprise! Hello, young Jonathan. Hello, Simon. How are you doing, Simon? Tried and failed to buy a Mac Mini. Oh, why? Are they out of stock? Let us know. Or maybe you're just waiting for the updates that may or may not arrive next month, which is tomorrow. Why am I so excited about it being March tomorrow? I'm not keen on January and February, that's why. Ah, so who else do we have with us? We have Tony. Hello, Tony. I see success on the MacBite mail front. Excellent. Hello, Kim. Designer extraordinaire in Notion. Looking rather pretty. Do you know, without my glasses, I literally can't see the screen anymore. Ah, and we've got Paul. Hello, Paul. How is it down under? You just happen to be out doing something else. Are the Apple stores open? Pick up only. Oh, wasn't available for collection. Oh, it's not good, Simon. I thought they were all totally closed. I'm sure ours is. But there again, I wouldn't be going anyway, so never mind. CQ, Deb, CQ. Fantastic, Tony. Halfway there. Still showing as pending on the VIP list. But I'm sure we'll get there. At some point. So, what have we all been doing at the weekend? I was exhausted, I must admit. Mike wandered in this morning like, it's time to get up. And I thought, no, it can't be. Make it go away. But it was time to get up. Hello, Sarah. Could have collected one there and then, but didn't have the spec. Ah, yeah, but Simon, if there's another one. I think March is a bit too soon, to be honest. You know what Apple are like with that. How old was the other one? About 4 or 5 years old. They just don't seem to care about the spec, and that does annoy me. But fingers crossed. Kim's been busy scanning documents. That is good news because I know it's going well, which is excellent news. Roots Tech on the gold rushes in Australia. And Simon's factored that in. Can't believe they do a refresh for 18 months or so. I think the earliest it would maybe be WWDC. And maybe because, if you remember, I mean, I agree with you in terms of the length of time it usually takes. But remember iPad 1? They brought iPad 2 out 10 months later. We all dutifully bought, obviously. It was a brand new thing. The iPad, brand new, 2010. We got it in May. And the next one, iPad 2, came out in the following March. So just 10 months. With this being the M1 chip, there could be a possibility, might be updated at WWDC. But I can't see it being this March. WWDC at the earliest. There is always a better one coming out. Totally agree, Simon. You can't wait forever. That's why I decided to get the iMac when I did. It came out back end of August, didn't it? But it was December before I got it. There were a lot of rumours saying that there would be updates or whatever. And also, I was incredibly busy. And I thought, I don't want to be having this job sat there where I can't actually use it until I've got all the software on it. And you can't really put all of the software on it when you're working, because half of it's activated, so I've got to deactivate it somewhere else. So that was the right time for me to buy, and I know Paul did the same. Paul was waiting until he moved, which makes total sense. Same with the iPad. So I know they want us to treat it like a washing machine. I mean, if you buy a washing machine, who cares if there's a new one tomorrow? There's just something about your kit. Apple can't have it both ways. They can't make it that the kit is, you know, a luxury after which you lust for months, and then not expect you to be a little bit peeved if they bring out a spec bump. They can't. It's just logic. Much annoying though it is. So I will probably get a Mac Mini at the next revision. I was tempted with this one. It was the memory, but I think that's offset by the chip somewhat, but I would still want to kind of max the memory out and max everything else out with it. So I'll wait until the next revision. And if it comes out with the iMac, then obviously I'm going to need to grow kidneys somewhere, about 20 of them. So what else have we been up to? What else did I do? I configured a beta app. You know how well that always goes. Laugh of it is, this beta app is a backup to an app that I use. And the only flaw with the app that I use is it refuses point blank to remember its location on the screen when I last opened it. And given I've got three monitors, I'm like sitting here waiting for it to open, and it's on the other one, like three screens away. So that needs fixing on that one as well. But sorted that out. Although I registered it and I've actually just used it, and you probably didn't notice a difference. It's an app called Spark FX. Anybody remember that when we covered it in After Hours? It's probably completely passed you by, hasn't it? Let's create a folder in there and save it, because I just used it instead of Farago. Spark FX. There we go. Oh, it doesn't like that, does it not? That's interesting. Oh, that would be because it's already there. Oh, I've got lots of test things in it. There you go. But this one's going to be the MacBytes one. Farago's a soundboard, and so Spark FX. There is another fundamental difference between them, which I don't know to what degree that's going to prove one better over the other. But Farago uses a library system, so everything is in one file. Spark FX lets you use set lists in folders. So you can have multiple set lists, and within that you can have multiple folders. Within each folder you can have multiple clips. That is actually a fundamental difference. So when I just played the credits, no, the titles, that was Spark FX, not the other one. All right, Jonathan, until they're at 32 gig minimum, you won't be upgrading anything. Okay. Ooh, designing Mother's Day cards. Plural, Jonathan. Ooh. I wonder if one of our Debs is doing cards for Mother's Day. Mind you, Mother's Day in America is not until June. Is it June or is it May? May, I think. Because Father's Day is the same, which is odd. But Mother's Day isn't. Must be a slow time for selling cards here. Mike might need a Mother's Day card. Well, he will, for his mother. I'm thinking he might need one from Lola to me, but I don't know. I could be being presumptuous there. He wasn't happy today. He wanted to go out and pick his own food today instead of having it delivered, because there was a bit of an incident with the carrot. Ask him when he returns. He's doing the Brooklands News at the moment. One of them is for Grandma. Obviously, Jonathan, of course, I forgot that. Good grief, can you imagine if I'd have forgotten Nanny Isaacs? Oh, not good. Not good. Yeah, I did used to get my gran a Mother's Day card. Although they have brought in Grandparents' Day, haven't they? Apparently, again, that was September, slow time for selling cards. We'll put in Grandparents' Day. And the church have now also put a Grandparents' Day in. I think theirs might be as early as July. But it's a thing now. It's a thing. Oh, I'm going to have a look. Excellent. We've got two there. Oh, it's going to be like the champagne one, which was awesome, that video. Let's have a look. Oh, that's so cute. I'm looking at the terrific one. I'm liking that. Fantastic. Right, let's have a look at the other one. Oh, quotes from the mum. Do you want to see my jigsaw? Oh, the internet here is fine. That is always a good one to see, isn't it? Oh, I do like that one. Have you spoken with your grandma, sister, brother? Delete as applicable. Mike gets that. Mike gets that from his mum. Have you spoken to your aunt? The answer's usually no, but I'll ring her. Oh, I'm loving. Do you want me to send you some food? I don't know about, have you seen my tomatoes? Is this a euphemism? We've got to empty the freezer so there's more room to put food in it. Oh, my mum used to say that. I'm running the stock down, she'd say. And I'd say, and what are you going to do when you've done that? She'd refill it. Right, well, what's the panic to eat it all? It's clearly a mother thing. Clearly a mother thing. Oh, they are wonderful. Loving them. Loving them, Jonathan. Oh, hello, Renee. And Deb celebrates birthday, Mother's Day and Hobby's birthday all the same week. As Jonathan says, that's going to be expensive, isn't it? That's got to be expensive. But so worthwhile. So worthwhile. Who's the first birthday I've got to consider this year? I think it's Nina. Of course, it's our anniversary before that. Which everyone always forgets because it's not a wedding anniversary. Apparently, you got to do the ring thing for it to be valid. But as far as we're concerned, you know, that's the day we got together. Oh, I know whose birthday's first. In only 12 days, we still celebrate, even though he's at the bridge, Rainbow Bridge. It would be Maya's birthday. And Maya this year would be unbelievably 20. Oh, bless him. 20 you would have been. I have known a Samoyed lived to 21. We had high hopes, but then he got arthritis. And that put an end to that. June's expensive. Grandma's birthday, parents' wedding anniversary, sister's birthday, all in one. Not good, Jonathan. No, we do like to spread those out. Mum and Dad's anniversary was August, the end of August. Oh, mind you, that was close to Dad's birthday. And he always did like expensive toys. And Mike's parents' anniversary was January. So nicely spread out. My gran was a problem because her birthday was the 27th of December. And if there was one thing she loathed, it was people who would give her one present and say, it'll do for both. And she said, takes me back to being a child. And that's what they said. She never got like a separate Christmas present from a birthday present. That's awful, isn't it? You can't do that. So we always made a fuss of her. We had her here with us on Christmas Day every year. Then she went on Boxing Day to my aunt's. And then on her birthday, she came back here and we gave her a huge party and made sure that it was like a birthday party and not like an extra little day at Christmas. Oh, no. I should have known then that looking after older people was just like looking after children. she was like a child with it. But she always had a good time. Always had a good time. So you can't say fairer than that, can you? And she did like, you know, everything had to be prim and proper. You had to have a card and you had to have this and you had to have that. And if you weren't seeing her, like my cousin and my aunt and uncle, then you had to ring. Oh, it was like royalty. It was like a little conveyor belt of how things had to be. Happy days thinking back to it all. Do you know what? Life's far simpler now. Be like, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you as well. Right, that's it. Although we do make a smidgen of a fuss of Lola, who's going to be 6 this year in June. Do you know, it seems like yesterday she was 3. And she wasn't ours. And this year she's going to be 6. Wow. But she's just as much mischief as a little pup. I can assure you, you should see the colour of her face today. It's like a sort of sandy brown colour. I said, what's the dog done? Maya said, well, it was the rope. She's got this rope and it's like a circle. It's like tied in the middle, so it looks like a figure eight. And then at one end of it, it's got like a tennis ball. She's dragged this tennis ball around the garden, so it's filthy. Then she picks up the other end and she shakes it until the ball hits her on the head and deposits its entire collection of mud all over her. So she's sort of got like, she's white on one side and like a dusty brown on the other. So Mike said, we could always clean her. And I said, might as well wait until she comes back. Might as well leave it until she returns. There's no point washing her and then sending her out for a walk. No, no, no. Oh, Tony followed up on Alfred after hearing me and Mike big him up. Loving it big time. Is there a best time or... Dot just jumped. Way to buy the power pack upgrade, or is it just what it is? No, it just seems to be what it is. There is an option for a lifetime deal, which was what I went for. So I think I got the power pack on version one. What version are we up to at the moment? It's three, isn't it? Come on, Alfred, where are you? It says 4.3.2. So I've always got free updates because I went for the lifetime deal. I think it was about £10 dearer. And it was worth every penny. When I came to do the last upgrade, this is so funny. I knew I'd already got the lifetime license, so no problem at all. All I needed to do was install the new version, run it, and then transfer my settings. So it was going to read the settings in. There wasn't much to it. It would have been hard for me to go wrong. But this is actually what happened. First thing I had to do was quit Alfred. In between me quitting Alfred, this is the old one, and I've got the new one ready to install. Mike said, drop everything. We've got to do X and Y and Z. I swear, within 2 minutes, I tried to run Alfred about 9 times. And it made me, I knew before I relied on Alfred a lot, but not like that. So I said to Mike, look, stop. I said, I can't do anything until I've sorted Alfred out. So Mike said, well, just run it. And I said, well, I've installed the new one, but I haven't configured it. I said, so you're going to have to give me 10 minutes, make sure everything's working. Oh, right. So off I headed, got the new Alfred up, transferred all the settings, made sure everything was working. And then I noticed there was this option. He said, put your license key in. And there was this option. So there was you've got the key for this one. You're running in limited mode because you've only got the key for the last one. You're a lifetime supporter. And there was this button. And it said you can make a voluntary donation if you like. If you are already a lifetime supporter, which I was, you can make this voluntary donation, just because you enjoy Alfred and to support us. And then you'll be a legendary supporter. So there was absolutely no practical benefit whatsoever to being a legendary supporter, apart from the fact that on the page where it says Power Pack, it says your Power Pack license, it's got your email address and it says legendary supporter, but you got nothing else extra. I couldn't give them the money fast enough. I thought, I really do want to support them, despite the fact I'd already bought a lifetime license. I thought, this option's there and you could make whatever donation you wanted. But I thought, just that 2 minutes without it, I don't want them to go anywhere. So I did make this donation and become a legendary supporter. But that's completely optional. I'd go for the lifetime deal and then it doesn't matter when the next version comes out. You're not going to pay anything anyway. That's what I'd do with it. The workflows are what makes it... there is the spotlight thing, and I must admit, I haven't used that for years and years. When I got the new Mac, and obviously there was nothing installed, and I used the key, the Alfred key, and then I thought, what are you doing? You've not got Alfred installed. And I looked up, and because I used the same system key, this spotlight thing came up. It wasn't bad, but obviously it's the workflows. The workflows are where it's at. I've got integrations with Notion and all kinds of stuff going on in the workflows. So absolutely, could not live without Alfred. Alfred's fabulous. Jonathan forgets he's got them. Well, when you set up a new machine and you put your Alfred on, until the moment you synchronise it or you transfer all your settings, that's when you'll realise. You think, why is that not working? Well, I've done that myself. I've tried to do something and I thought, it's broken. And then I realise I need to set something up somewhere. And then I sit and I ponder and I think, is it in Alfred? Or is it in Keyboard Maestro? Or was it a system setting? I need to document all these things. I will put them in the wiki. I'll sort it all out and I will put them in the wiki. But Alfred is just totally amazing. There's part of it that I just don't use. In the features, you've got the clipboard history, which I used to use. And the snippets. So if you don't want much in the way of a clipboard history, you could use Alfred. And the snippets, that would kind of be extra to Typinator. I don't use either of those. Having said that, I have actually turned on the clipboard history in Alfred. Now, you might be wondering why if I don't use it. Ah, well, glad you asked. It's a backup. It's purely a backup. So if something catastrophic happens to the app that I do use, which is called Copium, and I'm thinking, oh no, I've lost all of my history. That was seriously bad. Then I can go into Alfred and I can recover it from there. So I never actually use it unless it's like catastrophic. It's the backup. Let's have a look. This is moving, so let me move the chat so I can actually see it. Right. Kim's father's the 14th, mother's the 15th, yours the 16th, and the wedding anniversary the 17th. Luckily, all different months. Oh, wow. No, ours were really well spread out. It was me in May. Oh, mind you, having said that, there was me, my cousin and my uncle within like 4 days of each other. But us in May, then my aunt in June, mum in July, dad in August. It was beautifully spread out. Couldn't have organised it better. Deb keeps looking for a speed up on the recorded videos of some of the speakers spoke so slowly it was driving me crazy. Were these in some kind of, were they online, Deb, or did you download them? Because I've got this fabulous demo for next week and I am loving this app. Oh, I have a new toy to play with. So I've already put that in for next week and I wish you could see my board at the minute. My Johnny board, as I call it, the one on my desk. The Johnny board. I've planned out the 5 weeks for Mad March. Underneath that, I've planned out the 5 after hours that are like 2 days before, because otherwise it's going to go to heck in a handcart. 10 sessions in 5 weeks, plus all everything else that I have to do. It's not going to be good. So hang on, that's the 5th. Let me put that down. There we are. I'll put the app in there. So what I've done is I've put what the session is, so export persona, etc. And then underneath with the by requests, the after hours, I've put down what bit of Notion I'm covering. And now I'm trying to fill in the top line and I'm too short. So now would be a really good time for somebody to make a fabulous suggestion because I'm too short and I'm quite prepared to jiggle the others about. I did what I did. You'll love this one. Oh, Deb, I you know, I listen to my audiobooks at 3 times. I don't tend to go over 3 times, but I'm fine at 3 times. There's one that's like a kind of mindfulness thing. And I couldn't sleep the other night. So I thought I'll put that on, you know, and it'll lull me to sleep. It started and I think it was like 2.8 times. And I thought that's not going to work. Not for this. So I slowed it down to 1. The next day, I had a problem. Now, was this before or after? I'd had a problem with the device, the app on the device. And I'd ended up having to nuke the whole thing and start again because of this problem. So then I'd run this thing, this mindful thing. And then I went back to the book I was listening to, which was the one that Jonathan recommended, the Steve Kavanagh one. And I thought, what's wrong with this? I thought, oh, don't tell me the app's gone again. This was the 3rd time I'd had to reinstall this app, the Audible app. I thought it was as if you can imagine an old tape recorder where it was going at the wrong speed. And I thought, that's not right. Something wrong with it. Picks up the phone, gets back into the app, starts looking at it, thinking, you know, what's the matter with this? And it sounded like a real slow drawl. And then I realised I was listening to this book at 1 times. And I'm normally listening to it at 2.8. Oh, it was diabolical. How anybody could listen at 1 speed was beyond me. I thought it was that bad. I thought that's never 1 speed. I must have like inadvertently put it on like 1/4 speed. It was that bad. No, that was it running at 1 speed. Which explained some of the complaints about, yeah, the book was good, but the narration was terrible. And I thought, we'll just speed it up. Because the narration is, you know, very paced. And some people might like that leisurely pace. But clearly not everybody does. And then they're saying, like, it's a bad narration. It was just really slow. So I totally get where you're coming from. Tony's loving his Alfred, isn't he? Loving it. You need to make a note, Jonathan. What I do is every now and then I go into the workflows, and I've got one workflow in particular that I call navigation. And it's a huge workflow. There's loads of different bits in it. Let's have a look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 16. Probably about 40 different things in it. And it, I mean, I love it. It enables me within Alfred to type a couple of characters, and before you know it, I'm at a folder for stuff. So all my PowerPoint files are in a folder, guess what, called PowerPoint, on Dropbox. And if I type FP, you know, folder, PowerPoint, I'm there. If I type FMB, I'm at the MacBytes folder. But what I do is, I've just realised I've got one in here twice. It's fantastic of me. What I do is every now and then I go in and I make sure that I'm using them. And if I'm not using them, then either learn to use them, remember that they're there, basically, or delete them. So it's good practice to do that. Get rid of the stuff if you're not using it. So Sarah thinks she's got the wrong version. Well, you can't snip the YouTube pictures. You have 1.2. Is this of Alfred? The YouTube picture thing, where you type thumb, you mean? Hang on. It is thumbs, isn't it? That must be in there. Or is it under YouTube? No, that's searching YouTube. Hang on. I think I had one. There we go. No, that's changed case. What's going on? I know the one you mean. Where you type thumb and up it comes. Is that the one you're talking about? Because that's custom. I made it. Which I can share with you if you like. Let me know. So Tony has had a go at one of the workflows. Worked the search to get MacBytes. Obviously worked too. Yeah, I think I did that in one of the demos, didn't I? I've got one that searches Tesco. So I just go into Alfred, type Tesco, and then what I'm looking for. And it opens up the Tesco website and shows me the search for what I typed in. Sometimes that works. It doesn't work all the time. It does with Tesco. But Asda, I've got some kind of weirdness going on, and it doesn't work on Asda. So I'll have to research why that's got some kind of issue with it. Drank tea the English way. I was listening to somebody who'd asked for, was it a cup of coffee? And they asked for milk. And they got this look of like, tea it was. And they were in America, asked for tea and got no milk and then asked for milk. And they were looked at like they'd just kind of sworn. So is milk with tea not a thing in the States? Not that I drink it with it. Kim's a lifer with Alfred, no regrets. I originally used Quicksilver. Quicksilver was the first one I used, and then that broke. Once it was kind of abandonware, I moved to something called Launch Bar, which I know Jonathan used. And then that just wasn't, there was nothing wrong with it. And I thought it was quite neat because it came up at the very top of the screen. It was pretty much Alfred, you know, with another name. But it wasn't updated for a long time, and Alfred was. And I started feeling like, you know, I feel I'm missing out. So I thought, well, I'll try Alfred and see how I get on. That was the end of that. I think it was the workflows that made the difference to it. Isn't your app to change the app icon to image file on the desktop in Alfred workflow? Yes, it is. That was one that I got from the Alfred forum, I think. It was called Get App Icon. It's no longer there, but, you know, I've got a copy in it and I'm kind of grandfathered with it. It still works. One thing it was supposed to do was if you didn't have an app, obviously if you've got an app installed, you go into Alfred and you type icon, space, and then up comes all your icons. If you then type like Affinity, then listed in Alfred would be Affinity Photo Publisher and Designer. And you just move the selection up or down, pick the one you want, press enter, and it puts it on the desktop. It was supposed to, and I didn't know this until I actually read all the release notes, it was supposed to also do a search through the App Store. So if I search for something that I didn't have installed, so like I don't think I've got iMovie installed. So if I typed icon space iMovie and pressed enter, it should apparently have picked the icon from the App Store. But I think Apple have probably stopped that because you used to be able to right click on an icon in the App Store and copy it. You can't do that anymore either. But that's because people are stealing them for their own apps. So I can understand why not. So it works on any application you've got installed, but it doesn't search the App Store, which originally it did and it worked. But I mean, that's just, I use that all day, every day. There's no point me storing icons when they're changed every 5 minutes. The only exception to that is like Apple, who many moons ago took great pride in the fact that their icons were like 1024 square or bigger. And now they've gone the other way. So if you extract an icon from Pages, Numbers or Keynote, it's 256 and too small to use in a presentation. Some other applications do that, but not many. It's primarily Apple. Most of the others give you the most amazing icons. And obviously, given what I do, that's so important. So I use that one absolutely all the time. Oh, Kim's liking Typinator too. I wish with Typinator there was a way to have something similar on the iPad. I wouldn't even mind. I mean, I know there's Text Expander, but that's subscription and I'm not going there because I didn't like the support, or rather lack of it. But something built in with Apple, not that piddly thing that's in the system preferences. I mean, something robust that would be available in all the apps and just be fantastic. Basically just Typinator. Just let me have Typinator on the iPad. That would be stunning. I would love that. Mind you, I'd also like multiple clipboards on the iPad, which again, I know that you can do with certain apps, but it's still quite a manual process. Text wise, I just don't even bother. I just use Drafts. Anything that I want on my iPad or my phone and the desktop. I mean, most of the time I'm sat at the desktop. If I then realise I need to send something to somebody and I need to do it via WhatsApp, and the WhatsApp app that you can put on the desktop, I haven't installed yet. Long story. I'll type it up in Drafts and then just pick up the iPad or the phone and go to Drafts and then do it from there, because there's actions within Drafts. So I would tend to do it that way. But Drafts is an example of what can be achieved. Drafts is like a hub for any kind of text. And then you can post it to WordPress, you can send it to Twitter, you can send it to Facebook, you can WhatsApp it. It'll even delete it when you've finished. It's just a stunning, stunning application. If everybody else who was making apps took as much notice and such attention to detail as that one had, we'd all be better off. That one is amazing. I must admit, when they said they were bringing it to the desktop, I was like, what for? And then I thought, oh, I could type it up on the desktop. My next step was, it didn't originally, I was on the beta program because I'm a subscriber. And I think the synchronization, is it the synchronizations extra? Nope, Mike uses that. I think it's only the actions that are extra. So if you think of actions in Drafts as being like workflows in Alfred, similar to that. And I thought, I don't really think I need the actions on the Mac. Hello, lady. She filthy faced still. You filthy faced.
No, just washed
it. Oh dear. Oh, she'll be in a right mood. Yeah. She's in a right mood.
You can come next door with me.
Oh, now you're being told. Right, you carry on with that. So originally I'm on the Mac, I'm in Drafts, no actions, not missing them. Then the actions came to the Mac and I thought, well, you know, I've lived without them for so long. I don't really need them. And then you start using them and you start making them and you realise actually there is a use for it. The one that's broken at the minute, which is really peeving, and it's not Draft's fault, is the link to Evernote. And that's because Evernote have put out that new version, which is absolutely shocking. It'd be all right if it just had, like, you know, the features that you actually use, instead of keep adding the features that I don't use. All of Deb's stuff in Notion's gone. You're on the free account. What do you mean it's gone? The MacBytes account's a free account. Shouldn't have gone. Ooh, what's going on there? Jonathan and his rubbish. How is this tomorrow night? Right. No, nothing should have gone from Notion. You would get a notification, something to the effect of, well, this is what happened with the MacBytes one, and I think you guys saw it live. You got this notification that said, like, you know, you're reaching your 1,000 block limit. But your 1,000 block limit is when you're on the next level up. But you can opt, and I did it live on After Hours, to say, take me down to the free level. And it doesn't touch your data, should not touch your data at all. I'm going to catch up with the chat and then find out what's going on. Kim, it's funny, once you increase the speed, you can't go back. Exactly. Exactly. Everything starts to sound weird. I want to speed TV shows up now, which isn't working well for me. So Deb says, I've got a ton of stuff in Notion, not happy with it. I do have a lot of things in other places. Get onto them, Deb. Get onto them. I will say this week, they are struggling trying to get the API sorted out without impacting the performance. So this week, everybody said it's been a bit slow. But if something's actually missing, then get onto them, because they can always restore that. So there should be, you can ping support from the lower right hand corner and actually put a text message to them, like a text-based chat thing, and they get back to you usually within 24 hours. Or you can actually just mail support. But I know people who have had issues like that. One was a guy who had his account, and then his company got an account, and somehow he managed to get locked out of his own account. And there was nobody else, no other member of his account who could let him in, and they sorted him out. So the data should not be gone. They should be able to get the data for you. Hello, Pete. 4 days isn't good. I've had it where I've put data in and it doesn't seem to appear. And then the first thing I've done is, like, you know, put the data back in, and then it's not there. And I put it back in again. And when I come back to it, I've got 3 copies of the data. So it does seem to queue things when it's running quite slowly. But no, I've not got to the point, touch wood, that something's like not that. Can you imagine if all of the MacBytes After Hour stuff for the next 5 weeks went walkabout? Oh, there would be tears before bedtime. Tears before bedtime. Although what I will say in relation to that is, you know, I had a problem when Notion actually went down for 5 hours the day of a show. And I sat there and I thought, well, I could use Evernote as a backup, but it's cloud based. And I could use X as a backup and Y as a backup. And they were all cloud based. And I thought, for crying out loud, is there nothing that will store things locally but allow me to make my own backup? And the only one I could come up with was Obsidian. If you want a demo of Obsidian, I've got 2 slots. So give me a shout out if you want one of those. But Obsidian is, it can be as complicated as you want it to be, or as simple as you would like it to be. And its killer feature, as far as most people are concerned, it's got 99% of the features that Rome Research has, but it's totally free, point one. And point two, it stores the data locally. So what I've taken to doing is, all my stuff is in Notion, you guys know that. But on account of the fact that, you know, every now and then Notion decides to go slightly slower than I would prefer, which is like virtually every day at the moment, I started putting my notes in Obsidian. And then when I finished my notes, I take them and I put them in Notion, because Obsidian works with Markdown. So it's literally just copy paste. And when you get it into Notion, it looks exactly the same as if you typed it up in Notion. Then what I do in Obsidian is archive the pages and then carry on. So Obsidian could be considered to be an alternative to Rome, Evernote, Bear, Agenda, anything like that. And at the moment, totally free. I think they've committed to the fact it will always be free for the base product. So it might be something to look at. Let me know. Right. So where are we up to now? Sarah's now purchased the latest Alfred. How do you get the snippet for YouTube? Is it a workflow? It was one I created, I do believe. And I can't remember what the life of me I called it. I will share it with you when I find it. It's got to be in here, hasn't it? Open with BB Edit, open this, open that. Affinity Beta, Twisted Wave. Gosh, I've got a lot of workflows. Why have I got 3 copies of the navigation? I'll worry about that later. There's the Get App icon one. Where on earth did I put it? I've tried looking up YouTube and I've tried looking up thumbnail. It's got to be there, hasn't it? Because it's working. If I type thumb, if I spelt thumb correctly, YouTube thumbnails. And I can even see that this is a huge YouTube icon, so it's got to be in the workflows. I should not be able to miss the icon that's just a red square with a triangle play button in the middle, should I? And yet, it's not there. I wonder if I put... I've clearly put it inside something. When I find it, Sarah, I will put it on a post-it note. That's what I'll do. Hang on, where did I put my post-it note? Right. I've gone all digital, you see, but I've still got my post-it notes. Right, I'm going to put on my post-it note there. Thumbnail, YouTube thumbnail. That's quite concerning that even I can't find it. Oh, hang on. It might not have been a workflow. Just a minute. It could have been search results. Was it search results? Oh. The dog will demolish that cupboard at this rate. No, it doesn't look like a search thing either. This is the thing, isn't it? Can you imagine you've switched from one machine to another and you can't for the life of you remember how you did something? Right, it's on a post-it note. YouTube thumbnail. There we go. Right, in the meanwhile, I can show you behind the scenes of the YouTube thumbnail, if you like, and how it actually works. All it is... it's querying a website. It's not actually going to YouTube directly. It's querying a website. So if I actually type YouTube thumbnail and I get myself a YouTube URL, so it's the unique video reference that it needs, and you put it in after the word thumb and it goes out. That's not going to help me, is it? So I need to go there. There we go. Right. Well, all I'm doing is piggybacking on this site. So I'm going to put this link in for Sarah and anybody else who wants it. Go to that site and put in the URL of a YouTube video and you will be able to download the thumbnail. All I did was automate that. And I will find that. It's on a post-it note, a big green one. Deb says I do for Obsidian. Is that a demo of Obsidian? Checking Alfred, there's an iOS app, would it be useful? It gives you a kind of control surface, to be honest. I don't use it. I did buy it and it works, but it's like a little bit clunky as far as I'm concerned. But you could use it as a control surface. That's what it does. If Notion's going wonky, you'll back it up with Obsidian. Okay, that's 2 for Obsidian. Let me put Obsidian down there in red. That's my red slot, that. Right, Obsidian. On one level, it's really simple. On another, it can be as complicated as you like it to be. You can extend it in a little bit like an IDE, an integrated development environment. So you can use plugins and take it to whatever level that is. But at one level, it can be really, really simple. Yeah, I mean, if Notion's losing data, then that's catastrophic. For me, it's just the speed. I need to capture something quickly, a reminder, or just tell me to do something, or just the fact that, you know, I'm in the middle of watching this YouTube video. So while I'm watching a YouTube video or doing a course, I'll type the notes into Obsidian. When I've finished, I'll tidy them up in Obsidian and then copy and paste them into Notion. So to me, I wouldn't lose anything. I mean, this actually happened. It wasn't Notion, but it wasn't good. I was in Spotify just making myself a little playlist. I think I'd got about 5 songs on it. And all of a sudden, this banner came across the top of Spotify. and said, "You're offline." And I thought, I am not offline. So I glanced at my A-Lady Echo and thought, darn it, I'm offline. And what had happened was the Virgin ISP had decided they were going to upgrade the router, which was lovely. You know, okay, fair enough, it's 2 a.m, but that's not the point. Tell me first. When I went back in, everything else on the machine was okay. It connected again. The playlist had gone. And I thought, what songs are on that playlist? It just completely nuked it. So having things local means I've got a local copy of it. Now, I do something that might make you think like that's not local. But given the way it works, it actually is. My Obsidian Vault is actually on Dropbox. But if my internet connection goes, Dropbox just carries on working. Dropbox is probably one of the best cloud services because it'll think, oh, I can't synchronize that. Never mind, I'll just sit here and wait until I can. It doesn't come up and start screaming at you. You know, you need to take this online. You need to do that. You know, it just sits and waits. When it can synchronize, it will. But in the meantime, I can carry on working local and I won't lose anything. And everything gets backed up every sort of 10 minutes anyway. So that's my workaround for if Notion's having a moment. Having a moment, as it were. Tracy has black tea all the time. When you ask for tea, you expect milk provided with it. That's tea. Without milk is black tea. That's exactly how I think. I just didn't know in the States if that was a thing. I always say like black tea and people look at me as though I'm barking. It really is. You know, well, I'll give you some milk anyway, but I don't drink milk. I'm dairy free. I'll give you some milk because, you know, it's tea. And you think, fine, thank you. Thank you. That's fine. I'll take the milk.
That's as bad as, would you like some toast instead after telling them you're gluten-free?
Oh, I know. Was that... No, it was toast on it, wasn't it? And she said, I'll give you some sliced bread.
Was
anyway.
It that?
Yeah. No, you're right. It was the bread, wasn't it? She said, I'll... Or was it the other?
I can't remember
which way round it was, but we just looked at each other. This poor girl, who was probably about 16, clearly didn't know toast was made from bread. Mm.
Just like bacon's from pigs.
Yeah, I mean, yes. You can't get kosher bacon, can you? Not proper kosher bacon. It would be like vegan bacon. But you can't get kosher bacon. No, you can't get...
I don't know if the pig's converted.
That's a nice try, Mike. No, not happening. Not even bacon-flavoured crisps are you having. Paul would like to see Obsidian as well. Okay, that's 3 for Obsidian, so we'll put Obsidian down. Now I've got 1 slot free. Where are we going now? Desktop, show your stuff. It's the mobile version completely empty. Oh, right, okay. I'll go have a look at the mobile version. Frighten myself to death. Do I have data in there? I mean, one option on mobile. Did you put data in it on mobile that is not showing on the desktop? Because all my data's there on mobile. One option with the mobile thing, if it's the mobile app, just delete it and reinstall it. Shouldn't have to.
Notion is back.
Hey! Oh, that's literally just what I've said. Delete it and re-download it. Excellent. Problem solved. That's what we like. A lovely episode of Marooned and problem solved. Yeah, that one, that URL, Sarah, all I did with it was parameterize it. I just need to find where I did it. Which is, it's in Alfred somewhere. I'll find it. The only time it doesn't work from Alfred is when the video in question doesn't have a max quality image. So sometimes people put videos up and they only put an image up that's 480 pixels, in which case I'll say, you know, there are none. What will happen at the URL, the one that I've just given you, you go to that URL and you put the link in for the video. If there is no full quality image, it will just show you the next one down. Whereas I haven't ever trapped mine yet to deal with that. Most of the time, there is the full size one, the max res. So most of the time it works. Oh, in the States, you can get turkey bacon. Now that's solving a problem, isn't it? Turkey bacon.
That would solve the problem for Christmas dinner and Hanukkah.
It would, wouldn't it?
At the same time.
Yep, you could have them together. Yeah. All data is on both. Fantastic, Deb. Do you know, that really does bug me.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. It bugs me when you've got an app like Notion or Evernote or Drafts, and you know, you've put something in on one device and you go to your other device, it's not there. That is like a red flag to me. I'm off. I am off on a rant if that happens. Absolutely off on a rant. But it's all back, which is fantastic. Right, another vote for black tea. Started having it 30 years ago. Had a vague tea colour to it. Well, I must admit, my dad loved tea really strong. He did have milk in it, but he did have it really strong. He would put like 3 tea bags in it. He wanted it that strong. I couldn't bear it that strong. So mine did have a kind of, it was very light, very, very light. But at the time I had sugar in it and I stopped having sugar. So I figured, you know, if you're going to stop having sugar, you might as well stop having the milk. So it literally was just black tea. I would actually only have it once a week anyway, and even then through a straw, because I was having my teeth done at the time. So it was one hot cup of tea a week through a straw, but it was a black one. But they started using what they called?
Tradecraft.
Tradecraft tea bags.
Was this at church?
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to bin it, didn't we?
They were bad. I think it was just too strong.
We'd bung our 50p in the kitty and leave the tea.
And then you'd look at the tea and you'd think, I can't drink that. Or I'd say to Mike, can you go and put me some more water in that? It was just, I mean, it was like jet black ink. It was way, way, way too much for me. I like it a kind of sort of golden brown colour. But this you could have tarred the road with. And it also had a bit of a taste to it, didn't it? But do you know, the same tea, my Mike made the tea. The tea was fine.
Oh, yes, because I'm a little angel.
Yes, you're a little angel.
I don't know if I made the tea. I might have left it up to the lackeys.
I think it's an advert, Paul, when it says Norton antivirus expired. I think it's just ads. Which I don't see because I've got an ad blocker on it. Let me have a look. Let me go there and have a look. Imagine I've just been there and I didn't see anything like that. Hang on. No, I've not got anything like that. But I'm in Vivaldi and I've got an ad blocker on. So all I've got is recent thumbs down the right-hand side, which is recent thumbs that other people have saved. And then I've got like my block in the middle that says, welcome to thumbnail save. There is another one. Can't for life remember what it's called. I wonder if it's got thumb in it. Because that one stopped working at one point and I then had to try and find another one. So let me see if I can find it. That's the one that I'm going for. So that's not the one. That's not the one. Was it that one? Let's have a look. There's another one there, if that's any better for everybody. There you go. Try that. Renee only drinks tea when you're ill. With honey. Now, when I'm ill, if I've got a bad throat, I will have...
Thank you, Kim.
...boiled water with glycerin, honey, lemon and ipecacuanha, which is some sort of throat-saving thing. Some concoction my mother made and left me in her will. She left me the recipe in her will. But it does help. It does help. So, yes, lots of honey. Poor Mike, sneezing away. Is that one much better? They're all much of a muchness in terms of what they actually do, obviously. All I did, like I say, so let me take that link there from that video I've got about 2 minutes left on.
There's a lot of people.
I would say, actually, that second one's faster because it doesn't load another page. It loads them into there.
A lot of people not drinking tea with milk, isn't there?
I think in the UK, it depends on the water, doesn't it?
I mean, I'm never, talking about here.
Never, ever drink tea in London. Oh, in fact, don't drink anything in London unless it comes out of a bottle because the water's disgusting. So you would actually, you know, we've been in London, haven't we? Ordered a cup of tea and coffee. There is scum floating on the top of it. It is vile. If you could see what passes for a cup of tea or coffee in the UK when you're used to Starbucks, You'd be horrified. I mean, obviously in Starbucks and that, I guess they probably treat the water. But an average sort of cafe come somewhere like a restaurant inside a shop, it's inedible. You couldn't even look at it, much less drink it. So I must admit, I'm quite picky with it. And I think the milk, if it's full fat milk, I never like full fat milk. I'd ask for skimmed milk. And they'd just look at me like, what's that? And basically, it's white water. I mean, it's really, really weak. But tea's much nicer without it. And that I did not twig that. Right, I'm having a play with this second thing. You do have to click it, don't you, to get the max res default. But the principle is the same. In fact, the URL, if you click on one of those videos, the URL, tell you what, I will put this in for next week. Now I need a different colour. Let me get the orange one. That's me Johnny board.
Does anyone have water on the cereal? There's a question.
I have had water many years ago with Weetabix, but I was at my grandmother's and I just couldn't eat. She had... Do you remember the milk that came in a different bottle? It had a much taller neck. Was it pasteurised?
Could be.
Whatever it was, it stank to high heaven and I wasn't drinking it. And all she had in for breakfast was Weetabix, which is like eating Brillo pads to start with. And I thought, well, I'm going to have to put something with it and I can't put that milk with it because it stinks. So I thought, put water with it and be done.
I did it last week on my muesli because I'd run out of milk. Well, actually, I hadn't. There was a carton in the freezer shed. I couldn't be bothered going outside.
Oh, Kim says she's not going to London anytime soon for a drink. You'd be okay if it's somewhere like Starbucks, but if you see like a lovely little cafe, be very careful. The water in London is vile. To the point, this actually happened. It's a shame young Jonathan's gone. Young Jonathan went to London and we were in MacBite's chat somewhere and he'd said something about the water or something wasn't great. So I went back and put, OMG, you didn't actually drink the water, did you? You know, and he said, I didn't know any better. I said, I wouldn't even wash the car with London water. You must be kidding. London water is very, very hard. It's got like chemicals in it that if you have a brand new kettle and you boil like the kettle three times, it will be riddled with limescale. Riddled with it. I'm talking you could chip it off with a chisel. I had a friend who had London water and they get used to it. But, you know, you come up north and you taste the water and it's beautiful. It's like bottled water. But this friend was in Kent and she'd said she was going away on holiday and she was going down to Devon near where Graham lives. And she came back and she said, oh, God, the water. And I said, what was wrong with it? You know, by comparison to London water, it's fabulous. And she said, oh, it was. It was wonderful. She said, but I went in to wash my hair. She said, and I put in, she's in the shower. She said, and I used as much shampoo as I would use at home. And I went, oh, dear. She said, yeah, it took me 3 days to wash it out. Because half the bottle in London is going to be used to soften the water. That will just... make the water bearable. So you could use a bottle of shampoo, but you're probably only using about a thimbleful on your hair. But you do that anywhere else in the UK that's got decent water and you will be foaming at the mouth for days. You're just not going to get rid of it. She said the entire cubicle just filled up with bubbles. She didn't make that mistake again. But when you think about it, how much cheaper is it for somebody to live outside London? Because if you live inside London, you're just paying half... what you're spending on your fancy shampoo to soften the water. It would be cheaper to buy bottled water, which was what I told young Jonathan. Don't even wash the car with London water. Buy bottled. So the girl that lived there for 5 years. Trust me, don't do it. Not good. Oh, Tony's middle daughter has water on cereal, but you don't approve.
I only did it because I ran out of milk. Normally it's milk. And Sarah, I do have hot chocolate with water.
Oh, are you supposed to put milk in it?
Well,
whenever I've made
so,
it for Mike, I give him water.
I always do water.
Sorry, yeah. Mike.
No, I always do water.
Oh, I did not know that. Oh, dear me.
I treat it like coffee Obviously, it's got better taste than coffee, and you don't use marshmallows for coffee. But yeah, put hot water in the cup and the hot chocolate powder.
I've always just thought it was. It never crossed my mind it would be milk. Oh, but then I don't drink the stuff, so there you go. Do you all have any places with sulphur in the water? That's the worst. Can't even shower in it. I don't know if there's any of that in the London one. Ours is pretty decent, so we haven't here. Mike's water at the flat was a bit off, wasn't it?
It was.
Which was strange, because where Mike lived, he was about 20 miles closer to the Peak District, and I would have thought the water would be better there, but no, it was vile. So, you know when you think about moving?
Yeah, and we had a pond behind us.
You did?
Yeah.
But you know when you think of moving?
Scared me of that did.
And people think like, oh, you know, you've got to think about the neighbours and what the house looks like.
And what the Wi-Fi is
what the facilities are. And I'm like, no, 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 you need to look at the internet. You actually need to think about things like the water as well. There's so many things to think about. I think we're just about right here. With the right distance from a motorway, with the right distance from a library, when we need our photocopying because our printer's up the spout. The water's fabulous. We don't tend to flood like some people do. No, I think we're just about right here. Mike Bite's headquarters is perfectly situated. Sarah's got water softener. Water around here is dreadful. That's what you need in London at a minimum, but I just buy bottled. I remember the first time we went to London, this must have been 1980, something like that. And Mum's walking around saying, why are people drinking out of plastic bottles? You know, because it wasn't a thing then. And then she sat down and had a cup of tea and she said, I think I'll get myself a plastic bottle with some water in it. It was absolutely vile. And I see Kim's lucky, straight from the tap. We probably could here, but I do prefer bottled because every now and then...
I drink from the tap sometimes.
If it's like the middle of the night and I've run out, then I'll go fill the bottle in the bathroom. So it's not that bad that I couldn't drink it. I choose not to because every now and then there's like, you know when, well, actually, I don't know. Does this happen where you are? You know where the van goes past and it says that the turning the water off or there's a problem with the water or something like that. And then you turn the tap on, there's either no water or it's brown.
Mm.
And I think, how long was there a problem with that water before they told you? And I can tell you if water's not right. Mike got some water from Aldi and it was lovely. So we kept getting the water from Aldi. And this particular bottle of water, I said, where's this water from? He said, it's Aldi. I said, it's vile. There's something wrong with it. So we threw that bottle away and I think we threw about another two away, didn't we? Mm. And then they were all right again. So I can definitely smell if the water's off from a mile away.
Lola drinks tap water.
She does. But she likes it.
But then Lola drinks out of puddles.
Oh, trying to keep Lola out of trouble. It's a lifetime job. She's upset Daddy today, hasn't she, by being a naughty girl?
She knows it.
Yes.
She does.
I wish you could see her face. Oh, just look at her little face. Sorry, Daddy, didn't mean to, Daddy. Well, actually, no, Daddy, I did, but I didn't want to get caught. Now I've got caught. So she's now got the face on her, bless her. Oh. Right, let's have a look here. The best ever hot chocolate you had was at Burlington Arcade in Westminster to die for. You want one now? I'm guessing that. I think you're all right if you boil it. But that's why in London you need, you know, those stuff. Is it Calgon that they put in washing machines? You need that industrial strength every week. And the water in Holland is great. You drink from the tap. That sounds fantastic. Ours here isn't bad, but it's a local thing. There are certain spots in the UK where it's not great, and London's one of them. I don't know why. I don't know whether it's deliberate or if it's just the supply, but it's not good. It's that hard. You can see it as it comes out the tap. And, you know, if you leave a tap turned on for half an hour, you'll need to descale it. It is terrible in London. I would say that's probably the worst spot for water I've ever been, because we used to have a caravan, and you remember when Dad decided it was a good idea to go camping. And obviously you're filling up water bottles on site, and they've always been fine. It was just when we went to London, it was a bit of a culture shock. Right, well, I'm going to head off to book club. Kim's mother softens water with salt. I've not tried that. I have no idea if that would work here. Don't know. What do you do with the salt then? Do you kind of filter that off? Or does the taste just dissipate? That's quite concerning, isn't it, salt? Well, salt's a good cleaner. There's lots of natural cleaning products that they tell you should make. When I'm looking those things up, because you know me, don't like chemicals. And they always seem to include salt. Salt, vinegar and bicarb seem to be popular. Oh, meant to ask Kim, because I know she likes the kind of programmes that I like. Do you have McDonald and Dodds in the UK? McDonald and Dodds. It's a fabulous series. This is the second one that's starting tonight. It's just so quirky fun. Quirky fun. I think there was 3 episodes of it. And like I say, the second series is starting tonight. And I am recording it as we speak. So if you want a copy, I can always assure that one heads that way. I would say it's like Morse, but it's not quite like Morse. It's quirky humour is what it is. Quite British, but I love it. I think it's really good. It's one of the few things on ITV I would ever watch. Seriously. So let me know. You're not seeing that one. OK, leave it with me. I will dig it out. It is on tonight. It started 5 minutes ago. I'm recording that. Can't be doing the adverts. And then I can play it 2 times, can't I? Oh, well, we're going to head off. So I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.